Wordle has become one of the most popular online games in the United States since it came out last October. Players get 6 chances to guess and learn a 5-letter word for the day. Many are sharing their game results on social media, adding more interest in the game. Creative teachers have long found games could make their classes more enjoyable for students. During the pandemic, many have looked for new ways or games to help their students learn. It is part of a learning theory called gamification to keep students' interest. Beyond Wordle, here are other games that help learners with different subjects. British data scientist Richard Mann of London was talking with his daughter about the popularity of Wordle. He thought there should be a game for people who like mathematics and developed Nerdle. It is a daily game in which a player has 6 tries to guess a math solution. Does it sound familiar? Math teachers note that a Nerdle player uses logic, a careful way of thinking about something, to solve a math problem. It is similar to how a Wordle player applies logic to guess a word. Do not confuse Wordle with Worldle. There's an extra letter L in Worldle. French video game developer Antoine Touffe said he invented Worldle in honor of that word game, Wordle. Players guess a country based on its shape. They get 6 tries to guess a country based on information about the country. Touffe first shared the game on January 22nd. He said there are 2 million visits a day to the game's page a month later. Teachers of English see word games as a way for students to learn new words. Other word games include Blookit and Flippity. Teachers create quizzes in Blookit similar to the kinds of games students play on mobile devices. They can look at results and see areas that students can improve. In Flippity, teachers can create flashcards, rewards, spelling quizzes, memory games, and word searches from a simple Google spreadsheet. It is also a good tool for students to create their own projects. There are several online services that teachers could use to gamify learning. They include Kahoot, Quizlet, Quizzes, and Nearpod. All of them gamify learning by creating competition among learners while reviewing the content presented by teachers. In many places, teachers and students do not have a computer. So, English language teacher Larry Ferlasso asked them to share their language learning games. Ferlasso wrote about them in his blog. Here are 2 of the games that teachers suggested. Danielle Horn teaches at Helena College in Glen Forest, Western Australia. She said one of the games that her students love playing is Hot or Cold. In Hot or Cold, students hide something in the classroom while a student or searcher is waiting outside. The students then say a word, phrase, or sentence. They get louder when the searcher gets nearer to the object, and softer when the searcher is more distant. Horn said to be prepared for quite a bit of noise, though. Eva Pors is a Danish high school teacher. Her students play questions and answers to learn new words or vocabulary. Pors writes words or phrases on small pieces of paper and divides students into groups of 4. Within a group, student A picks a piece of paper with a word or phrase on it and asks questions that will make student B say the exact word or phrase on the paper. For example, with the word milk, student A would ask, "What do you put on your cereal in the morning?" Student B has 1 minute to try to answer as many words or phrases as possible. The other 2 students in the group will then take over for 1 minute. and the team with the most correct guesses wins the game. I'm Jill Robbins.